Actually, I went up there and there was no power in the whole system, and the UPS had overloaded. So even if they would have been able to remotely log in, they wouldn't have been able to remotely log in because everything was down. It was the whole cabinet was dead.
Okie dokie. Yeah, Jeff was saying we need probably some rework there for power supply. He said, I guess the remote unit didn't work in there, and the one at Rosine needs a battery for the backup system. So we've got to get some numbers and figure out what we need there, and then go back to the club and say, okay, we need some maintenance stuff to do on the repeaters and get that done.
DCBOA.
Yeah, okay, real good. And we hear you there, Rick. Yeah, when the unit that everything plugged into went out, that's been about almost over a year and a half ago. And that was one that I went up. I actually picked one up from the Home Depot and put it in there, and we got that up so we could get it up running. But it wasn't. It was just a regular outlet strip. It's got the number. I think it's got 8 outlets on it. Needs to be have all of them, and it has to have a couple of them that are hot all the time. And that, so I was able to find something like that at Home Depot, but it doesn't. You can't log into it. So I'm not sure. I think that particular strip to buy a new one is about $250. So that's probably why we didn't do it there. Can you see why? Rick, go ahead and take WDW.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, so batteries for Rosine, and do we know what kind of shape the battery is for UPS there at Covenant North?